Well, welcome. Welcome, you guys, to another episode of Becoming a Financially Confident Woman. This is your host, Dr. April Murdaugh, owner and founder of Woman to Woman Financial, where we help women create and grow generational wealth. Hey, listen, you guys, you guys may have heard some of my story, but you haven't heard all of it. It would take several podcast episodes to explain my little history. But you know how you have some history and it has a lot of trauma attached to it. It was a tough road. But this young lady that I have on a podcast today was my road dog, my ace. She always made me believe and just try to drill in my head that I could do it. And when I lived in South Carolina, I met her. She is a not in a bad way, but in a good way, in a phenomenal way, woman, leader of a very successful direct sales company. And she's now my friend. She was my mentor. She was a woman that I looked up to so, so much when I lived there. And she was like, I would look at her and go, God, how can I be like that? How can I live like that? How can I work like that? That woman worked. And work. And I knew I put the work in, but she will run circles around you in terms of work. But not only that, her attitude, the way she uplifts women. She is a leader for women in Columbia, South Carolina, and actually all over the country. And I'm so excited to have her on my podcast today. Doctor, when I knew her, she was Ms., but Dr. Pam Dollar Bill Cox. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad to have you.
Well, thank you, April. You know, it is such a blessing and an honor to have good relationships. And you know, you say I'm bad, I've been successful, I got a work ethic like no other, but all that has kept me grounded through the relationships that I have. It's a joy to do what I do. So I want to just thank you for having me as your guest. And we're going to get this thing started. I hope I'm a blessing to all those who are watching or listening. So let's go.
All right. Well, tell us, Pam, a little bit about you, or Dr. Cox, excuse me. Tell us a little bit about you, your background. How did you fall into this industry?
Okay, so you know where we land isn't where we started. I just landed here, but there's a story behind this journey. Okay. I was formerly employed with the South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. And due to medical reasons, I had to leave my job. And you know how it goes. Well, you know, we can't guarantee that we can hold your position. But at that time, I had already started my company with this direct selling organization. So I was like, you know what? God already knew, and I'm going to be as frank as I can. He knew what I was going to need. He knew what was coming. Thank God I listened, okay? Mm-hmm. So, make a long story short, right there, I had to leave the job. I had to reprogram myself and say, you know what? I'm going to call this my part-time gig. Well, it just turned into my full-time gig, okay? Mm-hmm. Because it took me a while to get back on my feet from the medical emergency. And I just fell in love with it. Here's my mindset, April. I said, you know what? If I could go work for the man, I can go to work for myself. So I had to have that mental shift. I got up after I got out of the hospital. I got up every day, got dressed as if I was going into that government state job. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mental shift. And so from that, it just kept it moving. You know, I made a good chunk of change working part-time in my business. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what? That chunk of change, that side income was more than I was picking on a full-time job.
Girl, I know.
I said, you know what, Lord? Just give me what I need. I will listen. I will be consistent. I will be open to whatever you tell me to do. And that's what happened. That's how I ended here 23 years later. You know, we used to say, if I could earn six figures, well, I'm ready for seven figures. You know, so you get excited about what you pray for and don't question it, because he's going to give you exactly what you pray for. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was just blessed enough to be in a position where I was open enough to let him lead me, let him guide me. I already know I don't have to beg. He knew what I was going to need. And I'm here. So working for state government where I am today is where I landed, but I've had businesses before this business. I've always had the entrepreneur spirit. I always realized or knew that if you have a service or a product, you're closer to becoming a millionaire. Okay? The need, and you feel it. From example, COVID came, everybody was making masks. People who ain't know how to paint a picture was making that. I'm like, ain't this something? You go, you see the Crocs now. It's, you know, I watch everything. Now people putting diamonds and bling bling on Crocs. And
thank you.
Find a need and fill it. And the thing that has kept me here is because, again, the relationships and the self-development. You said I met you, you know, when we, back in the day, it was, yes, I had earned a master's degree, I did all of that. But because of the life experiences, I was blessed to have been nominated to receive an honorary doctorate. And some might say, oh, that's just an honorary, but baby, book sense and common sense is two different things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. I mean, I love being here. I love the people that I'm with. And I love to be able to teach men and women about skincare. And I ain't never going out of business because everybody got skin, girl. Everybody. So that's part of my journey. That's why I'm here.
And you did this, though, as a single mother. How was that? How was that? Your daughter, Brittany, now she's a grown woman.
Brittany is 30. 37 years old.
No.
37 years old, April. I can't believe it. I look back and you know what? That was my why. That was my why. You know, we women, we go through stuff and I don't want to get into all of that because I told you I'm a crybaby, eyes about to tear, right?
Yeah.
A little tear. But I thank God that I had a real reason. And so she was my why, and I wanted to be the example for her. And now she owns her own business. She works for the university. I mean, it's amazing how things come full circle. Back then, you know, I had to tell my daughter no to certain things because I couldn't. Now I can tell her no to certain things because I just don't want to. It's a different feeling. So as a single parent, to me, being a single parent was my motivational point because I knew I had to do something, one, to be the example, two, to have a legacy, to leave something that my daughter can grab a hold on to if she wants it. If she don't want it, hey, she don't have no grandkids. We got to do something. I got some nieces and nephews or something. But it was about the legacy part. And I didn't want to be that parent that just grind, kneel it, and try to beat it in her head. I wanted her to see it. We also know most things are caught, not taught. And I am just super excited for her. I'm super excited for me. I'm super excited for us because we stayed the course. We didn't dig that tear. We stayed the course, I tell you.
Tell me, like, you work with women, right? And you work with us, and you got to plow through a whole lot of mess. Girl, I know you would, especially with me, girl, whew, the mindset. I tell you, you were sowing seeds in my life, and then I had to leave South Carolina for those seeds to manifest. So you never know the impact that you have on someone's life. And you're looking at them like, well, I don't understand. Like, I see it for them. Why can't they see it? So tell me, what are some of the excuses that you see, especially when you're mentoring and training and leading women? What excuses do we use that keep us back, that may drive you back?
You know, I'm going to answer that. But what I found, April, is you become a doctor, a lawyer, a big sister, a cousin, a confidant, a fixer. And you didn't realize she was doing all that. But before, I got to say this, too. With me being that shoulder or that pillow or that strength for someone else, it was helping me heal. It's often said that you can't help nobody if you ain't helped yourself. Right. So for me, the listening part of all of it with anybody was crucial. So you got to pull back a lot of layers, girl. It gets deep. That's the relationship building part of this thing. It ain't just what I'm currently doing. I'm retailing product, or, you know, I'm doing a skincare class, or I'm doing a recruiting event. No. You really have to listen and get to the heart of the matter. So for me, at first, like, no, this is too much. This, oh my God, this is too much. This is too much. And I had to say again, Lord, keep me planted where I can be a confidant, you know, for a woman. I can be that pillar. He gonna protect me, because he wouldn't have gave it to me if he didn't think I could handle it. And then I had to go back through my journey. At that time, I was divorced first time. I'll say this, you know, for us women who get married real, real young, he was my first everything. He was the father to my daughter. And I got to say, he was a phenomenal dad. But we did that so young. And I often think, I said, you know, if we hadn't had Brittany, I probably wouldn't even remember. That's how long ago. But he was my first everything. And unbeknownst to most, I was supposed to be there at that time.
Right.
There was some lessons that he was preparing me for what I am doing now. You know, high ranking Army official. All I did was coffees and teas. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing now. Faith and everything else. The part. So that's how I, you know, put it together. But getting back to the women that I helped, coached, and mentored, I wouldn't change it for the world. And yes, there's a lot. There's a lot. But the thing that I think I heard the most was timing. You know, they're single, they're married, they work, they got children, they're going to the soccer games, they're going to the basketball games, they're in the church, da-da-da-da. Time. Question to them was, what if you just run out of time? How do you plan your day? Because I guarantee you this, somebody can take a calendar, go hour by hour. They got so much time. Most of the time we're doing stuff. We're busy doing stuff, but it's not being productive business. So time was an excuse. And then what they were really telling me was, I want to do this, but I need help. Two things will stop me from stepping out. Money or confidence. Money or confidence. And we're in a business where if the relationship is there, the money will come. If you allow yourself to be coached, if you allow yourself to be trained, the money will come. Women in my industry love to feel good. They love to feel good. And I love to help them feel good. That's the first start of the relationship right there. I don't meet a woman and automatically say she's going to be a business partner, because everybody is not a business partner. They're not. We can have a friendly relationship. We can have a spiritual relationship. We can have a cultural relationship, but everybody is not a business partner. And so when I'm building a relationship, I get to decide who I want in my business. And then that decision.
Stop. You said that I get to decide.
I get to decide.
When you was on that job, right, did you have a decision as to who you had to work with? You had to work with this neighbor right here. You might not like them, and this person. And
yeah, I'm of an option.
Right? But you get to decide. I love it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, girl. It gets good. But I get to decide. And in my decision, I cannot say that I'm always 100% correct. Because, you know, we women, we think we want something, but we're not always willing to give it everything it needs. Because this is not for the weak at heart. And you know that, April. My shit is not for the weak at heart. They don't see us when we're up 24 hours. They don't see, you know, the letdown, because you've invested so much of your time and energy into helping someone else. And it goes left. So you have to learn to control your emotions, because if you don't, it will control you and your income, because people can only be who they are. They can only be who they are. So what you see is what you get. I always say that. So the consistency, the time, the money, or the confidence was what I always have seen that may be hindering a woman, or it may be an asset for a woman.
This depends on the whole, the person, doesn't it?
It depends on the person. It depends on the person. Yeah.
Wow. So you said money or confidence. So though you mentioned qualifications. So what do you look for? I mean, we know what stops people, but what do you think makes a woman successful like yourself?
Okay.
And the women that you're around.
Okay. So what I think makes a woman successful in any business, one, it has nothing to do with a tangible thing. It's all up in here. I can have that conversation. So if I'm talking to you, April, and I'm introducing myself and we're having a conversation and the first thing comes out of your mouth is negative, I'm taking note. I'm listening. I'm in observation mode right now. Whatever's going up in your head, going on up in here, is going to come out here.
Yeah. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak.
Yes, because most people have not trained their brain to only focus on what they want to see. Most people have not done it. They're letting the world and the world challenges and the world issues and the world problems dictate their life and their lifestyle. Okay. So I'm having a conversation with you and we're talking about, you know, what it is that you currently do. Where do you want to go in the next 5 years in your life? Well, girl, you know that, right? I'm like, okay, here we go. Here we go. So then I ask them, you know, are you happy with your current employment? Are you happy? They may even be a current business owner, but everybody that has a title business owner don't mean they in business. Between love and hate, okay? Everybody that has that title, I'm a business owner, I'm a CEO, I often say, if I was in the hiring and firing business, they'd be fired. I'm just going to be honest. Because if you run a business like that, no. So I look for those women who has a mindset that just may need to be refined, because I have to be refined through my coaches and my mentors. I look for those women who may not have the skill yet, but they got the will. To make themselves available. They are willing to allow themselves to be coached. They are willing to pass it on. Because I am in the direct selling industry, and we've been here for 60 years, and we ain't going. No, 60 whole years, the longest any direct selling company has been around. I have been in this business longer than I've been on anybody's job in my life. I thought about that. I was like, oh my God, this is what I do. So I look for those women who can get the information, decipher the information, strategize where they want to be, not where I want you to be. Because it ain't going to work if it's something I want. I want to help you build you. Once we've had that conversation, April, and both of us are clear, you got to be real clear. So if you're not clear, I might have to kind of help you get some clarity first, because we can't go nowhere if we ain't know where we're going. So after we do that, we move forward. Now, anywhere in that process, you show me that you're not a woman of your word, your work ethic ain't there, the integrity ain't there, the character ain't there, I have mastered the art of the exit. Because I value your time and I value mine. Either we gonna play or we ain't. And it's okay. It's okay.
You've always been like that though, for real. Like from the minute I met you, you've been very no nonsense, straight to the point, straight shooter. Like you cannot misunderstand or not know where you stand with you. And you've always been that way, where you will help someone to the end of the earth. But the minute they show you that they don't want to be helped, you like, you know, the deuces, like the kids say now, you know, I gotta go, because you've always respected your time. And I will tell you, as a business owner, it took me a long time to get to that place, because, you know, you feel like you need everyone to work with, right? And of course now it's not that way. But I remember getting started and it's like, oh my God, if just anybody would deal with me, because I still had some inner work that I needed to do mentally for myself. So the things that you're saying are spot on. And so getting in the right headspace, but that though is about being around the right people. So you have some amazing women that you get to hang around. Tell me how can the regular woman, like how can they level up in that so they can start being around people that they admire? Because you obviously did that. Is it, and I may be answering your question, is it just doing the work so that you could be recognized? Is it you waved your hand, like, please mentor me? Like, How did you get around some of the powerhouses that you are able to be around? And I see the pictures on social media, and I see Miss Gloria and Miss, you know, I see these women. So tell me, how do we do that, and how did you do it?
Okay, so April, I just had this conversation last night with a group of my sales directors. So for me, I've always been taught, go straight to the top, no matter what it is. Mm. There is, if we're both down here, mm-hmm. neither one of us are being an asset to each other. So in my mind, I'm saying to myself, okay, I want to meet this history maker, African-American woman in my world. I need for her to know me by name. Now, this particular individual was actually one of my mentors when I became a brand new sales director. But I didn't know nothing. You know, I didn't know anything back then. But as I progressed, I kept saying, you know what? She is a bad mama gem. But that was one of them. But the one that was right before me, I mean, right before me, and you know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
That woman helped me get my head right. I like to say one work with the head and the other work with the bread. That was
okay.
So when they both collided in my mind, there was no stopping me. And I'm the type of person, I will go wherever I need to go to get what I need to get, whether I'm with someone or not. I always said I was not born a twin. I don't need somebody to go with me to get what I need. And in this industry, it's given to you freely. It's not like you have to go pay thousands of dollars to get the education that you need. It says we have the best self-help development program around. And we do. And we do. So for me, just to be at the feet of the women who've done it, African-American, not African-American, some Hispanic, some Latino. Guess what? We got a diverse world. I need diverse relationships. Okay. So I just said to myself, and I used to say this, I'm going to give you an example. I am one person away from Oprah.
Go ahead. That's right.
I am one person away from Oprah. I am one person away from Oprah. Well, one of my very special clients, he's a media mogul. I did not know him like that. So one day I was like, you know what? I need to know who I'm working with. Well, him and Stedman had a business relationship. But listen to what I was saying. I am one person away from Oprah. I said, shut the front door. Okay. So after that, I'm like, you know what? There's power in the tongue. Which I've always known there's power in the tongue. I only speak about what I want to see, and that's true. You ain't getting nothing else out of my mouth. I'm not buying into what somebody's coming to tell me. And you know, when they say, girl, I'm going to say this, I don't like to say this. The devil. Girl, it was mm-hmm. fake. Girl, oh my God. You going to get somebody that much power over you? Or something that much power over you? You know, so I just invited myself to wherever I wanted to be. That's it. And I have a lot of mentors, but the two most important people in my journey has been Emeritus Barnes and Emeritus Mayfield Banks.
No, if you see me looking down, I am taking note, okay? Because this is a teachable moment for me, for real. So that's why I'm sorry. This is selfish as well. So thank you for the
be felt. You got to be selfish sometime, April.
Girl, listen, you said I invited myself to where I wanted to be. But the way you did that was first you did it here.
Mm-hmm.
Just by saying the proximity you had to Oprah, you invited yourself into that space.
Yeah.
And then you physically took chances because I remember they would be cross state.
That's right.
Pam was like, well, I don't know, but I got to close this office because so-and-so going to be here and I got to be there. And it may not have looked financially like you should be going there at that moment, but you're like, I got to do it. And Brittany was going to find somebody to keep Brittany in. I got to bounce because I've got to be the hunger and the passion And the consistency that you showed up with, I think, is so paramount. And I know for myself, I work with business owners all the time. I think I did a podcast on this, you know, a business owner or entrepreneur, because it's two different things. I think entrepreneurs, you know, ain't because a business owner, things can happen without them. But an entrepreneur is different. And it is even his mindset. So you said so much. And then you said what you say out of your mouth. Now, you are right. And y'all, this woman is not saying anything that she doesn't live. You know, she has done this. I have complained to Pam in my season of trauma and pain and all of the drama I was dealing with and mental stuff. And I would say it, but she would not allow me to, because you can't say that around me. This is what I need you to reframe this. And I remember you saying those words. So y'all, she's saying you need to train your brain. So tell us how you trained your brain. I mean, it sounds like we know the answer, but how did you train your brain? Because, I mean, let's be 100. There was thinking for a while. You got around those people. What did they do to help you to train your brain so now that what you said out of your mouth was consistent with what you wanted, even though it didn't look like it was coming?
Okay, so April, I'm probably not your average person to answer that question, because I'm going to tell you when it started for me. My grandmama taught me how to train my brain.
Go ahead. Okay.
Okay. You know, when if you had a relationship with grandparents and you're at their house and it's time to go to bed, they put them quilts over you. They'll leave them quilts so tight and thick. You like in that bed and then you pray. Now lay me down to sleep. You know, the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I will wake up in the morning and we have that conversation. She said, babe, I want you to know you're going to be great.
Mm.
Little girl. My dad told me a story. He's gone to heaven. So I'm telling you little snippets.
No, you good. Go ahead. Go ahead with it.
I'm going with this. My dad, before he died, you know, we start talking. I talk to my dad every day. So we was just having this conversation one day. And he said, so Pam, you know why you won everything when you were growing up? We bought the most tickets. So I'm like, what? And I started to think about it. You know how that's how little kids win stuff. We sell the most cookies. So here I am thinking I done something on my own accord.
You had people in the background helping you out.
You know what I'm saying? They helping me out. But guess what? That put in me that winning attitude. I ain't know how I was winning. And see, a lot of people now worried about how they gonna win. When there's people in the background that's willing to help them win.
Mm.
So this thinking, I ain't never had it. I have never had it. What I had to do was refine it. You know, I had to get all the good thoughts still had to be narrowed down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like this, you're put on this earth to help everybody. No, I ain't. I'm here to help those who want to be helped. Okay? Even me, I can get 5 minutes of creditness. Oh, you better switch that. Okay, it done came in, it needs to go back out. Because I'm human.
Yeah.
So it happens. So for me to train my brain, I watch what I watch on TV, my eyes, my ears. I don't need to look at news. I don't need to do none of that. What I read right now, I love John Maxwell, everything as far as the business. Oh, believe that the Bible is your best source for in it. It is the best training manual. It is the best everything. So I don't know if you can see this.
Oh, I can see it. Leadership Promises for Every Day.
For Every Day.
Is that John Maxwell?
John Maxwell.
Okay.
And it's scripture based. You can relate to anything in that book. So training my brain is a daily 24-hour process. Because I'm in my safe zone right now, in my home, in my office. But time I step out that door.
Get real.
I have to be soldiered up, geared up, armored up, because it's coming. And I know that. That's why I'm here, to be the light for somebody else. Now, my house is my sanctuary. I ain't bringing that stuff up in here. I'm going to leave it right at the door. So when I step back out, I can step back in it and be ready for it. So what I read, what I eat, what I listen to, my inner circle. I have an inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be clear. All my business partners ain't my friends. My friend ain't my business partner. I have two separate worlds. And I love it like that. I've had the same three friends since high school. Those are my friends. I have great relationships with everybody. And some of the people in my industry now, we've grown to become friends. But if you're too negative, I can't let you drain me like that. Ain't nothing ever going right. I can't let you have me like that. Because an individual is ready for change, they got to be ready. I was ready for change, even though I didn't have a stinking thinking like most people, because I wasn't raised that way. My mom, to this very day, she's 72 years old, and she called me every day. Hello, my beautiful, wonderful daughter. This is your mother. That's not her. Now, every family got dysfunction.
Right, right.
But that's what my mom, you know, does for me. That's her. And she said, Pam, always be the best of them. Never be like the rest of them. Mm-hmm. Those snippets that I've gotten through my lifetime here, these, how 56, I don't know how long. Girl, I look so good, I don't know how.
You do, I swear. You ain't aged a bit, and I've been here 16 years.
That's skincare.
Girl, you have not aged. I'm serious. Oh my goodness.
All of that, April, think about it. That's because I'm protecting my space. And you look beautiful as well. Ain't that something?
I believe it. Your environment really will drive your life. And it's okay to be by yourself. It's okay if you cannot find the right. I'd rather be alone than be with somebody. Like you said, I can't let you drain me like that. I cannot. And I know in my world, I hear a lot of women, especially the work that I do, you know, my husband this, and then they go to get divorced, and we hear all this bad stuff going on because, you know, they didn't believe in themselves. They've never taken the time to learn these things. So you, oh gosh, but that says a lot for us as women, as parents. You know, we always talking about, and you know, I deal with finances, right? But we're always talking about legacy and generational wealth. But what your parents have done for you is giving you generational wealth without the finances. That is worth more than its weight in gold, what they've done. They programmed you to believe that anything you do, you put your hand forth. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Everything you put your hand forth to do will be blessed. Yeah. And you absorbed it. It became such a part of your psyche that the way you operate in this world has to be successful. Because you were pre-programmed for that. Ladies, think of the power that we have with our children. If you don't got no money, that you didn't say your parents left you $1 million, your dad passed on, you didn't say you had this big old estate, nobody's business if you did. The point being is that the best thing that they did for you was program you to know that God made you to do anything. You can conquer anything. You are beautiful. You are loved. That was massaged into your psyche. So when you came up and you started operating in this world, you couldn't do anything opposite of what they programmed you with. That says a lot. It also says that we have the power to do that for ourselves. And even though you didn't have the stinking thinking as a foundation in your life, there were some things that needed to be refined, and you used the power that you were, the seeds your parents plugged into you, and you manifesting the life that you desire. And you are helping so many other women do the very same thing. So that is to be applauded. It really is, because a lot of us, we get these gems from our parents and we don't do nothing with them.
You got to pay attention.
Yep. Got to. That is so key. So I was going to ask you, like, what was your favorite educational resource? So you said, like, the book, John Maxwell is a big, any other favorite books? Like, what book you think you had that was like deal breaker for you, like set you out?
I have so many, April. I have, first of all, I said the word. That's the word. Everything stems from the word, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So really, I mean, it's so many authors, so the list is so long, I can't even tell you, okay? I cannot. But that Bible, is it? I love John Maxwell. The Little Red Book of Team Builders, the Little Black Book of, I mean, I got so many, so many. Jeffrey Gittmeier, he's a good one. For what I do, you know, get specific for what
your industry.
There are a lot of self-help books. I'm an author of a number one bestseller. It's called Unstoppable Faith. So it's your faith makes you unstoppable. It is amazing because without faith, we wouldn't have anything, April. And if we just can say to ourselves, you know what, Lord, I believe that I can. That's all you got to say. He's going to do the rest. He will do the rest. Will there be ups and downs? Yep. There will be, but perception is everything. How do you perceive? If you don't understand the rhythm of being a business owner, you're going to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand the difference between baggage and luggage. If you don't know the difference, you're going to struggle.
Tell us what the difference is. Ooh, go ahead, girl. I already know, but you just dropping some gems. I'm all over this paper.
Well, baggage, you got to think about it. Baggage is extra weight.
Mm-hmm.
Baggage is something you're dragging, you're pulling. Luggage, you've got it neatly secured, neatly packed. Girl, it's probably some designer and it's coming with you. Under no circumstances are you leaving your luggage. But what you need to do is leave that baggage behind so you can go ahead and excel to higher heights. But we as women, we're nurtures by nature. We're going to try to fix it for everybody. But we won't fix ourselves first. And that's what holds most of us back. We got to fix it for ourselves so we can be of service to someone else. And servant leadership is something I truly believe in. I tell the people that I work with, oh, y'all paid pimping me today. But guess what? It's okay. It's okay. Because I get to see them blossom and bloom and, you know, just go do amazing things. Everybody that I come in contact with in my current business don't stay. But guess what? They came for the season that they needed to be here. And I mean, they're doing some amazing things. When I say amazing, amazing. And it does my heart good to hear them say, girl, it was in Mary Kay. Ooh, it was in that business. You know, I tried. Anyway. By now, everybody know it ain't no secret. We good.
It's okay. I'll try to get it edited as much as I can for you. But yeah, I mean, because that's just who you are, though. That's just who you are. Your blood runs pink. So, oh my gosh, Pam. No, this is so enlightening that, one, you don't, you know, where you are, you do not have to stay. You know, there are opportunities out here, ladies, of women who are doing amazing things, who want to help you do amazing things as well. And one in particular that I know of personally is Dr. Pam Cox, because if I was not doing this, at some point I would have figured my life out and be working with her. But I'm still so glad that I get to know her. We still get to keep in contact and I get to rub shoulders and hear her drop these gems that she's dropping gems. Y'all better stop playing here. I'm going to make sure that you have her contact information, because if you need coaching and mentoring and training and you want to be where she is, then you really should talk to her. And I guess I got one other question, too. Like, there are so many coaches in this. Everybody is a coach now. Everyone is a coach. In fact, in my industry, like, I won't even say that word attached, because I'm like, no. So, you know, but you have been the ultimate coach. And I guess, how do we decipher who should be our coaches or mentors? Like, how did you make that decision? Did they identify themselves, or did you make yourself known? Like, how did you separate who should be a coach and who should be a mentor? And do you pay for that? I mean, you don't. You just told us you get it all for nothing.
In the beginning, I didn't. And I still don't. Because this is what I believe, April. If we as individuals educate ourselves up, we won't have to pay for anything. So their services that I provide, there's a cost. But my cost will set you up to be self-sufficient. is not to do the work for you. I'm going to give you an example, and then I'm going to go into this. I often think about people who have not so favorable credit, and you got these credit companies that says, I'm going to help you clean your credit up, get you a high credit score, and then they're going to charge you $4,000 to do it. Well, if I had $4,000, my
bank wouldn't be in debt.
You said, I'm like,
make it make sense.
Make it make sense, April. I'm like, oh my God, dude. I don't know if it's desperation. I don't know what it is. So in that instance, if I was to help coach somebody through that process, okay, there's a fee, a minimal fee, but you're going to come to me. We're going to sit down together live in person, and we're going to take it step by step. And I'm going to give you all the tools you need. Now, it's up to you whether you follow through. But I'm going to give you all the tools you need. And for me, in my industry, sure, I have people wanting to do X, Y, Z, calling me for this, da, 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 da. Okay, so tell me what you want and how may I help you? For instance, I don't go and look at a person who says, let me be your coach or emerging wise. Now, you ain't married. How you going to teach me something and you ain't never been married? Talking about emerging wise. How you going to teach me about my finances? I would say, can you show me 6 months of your bank statements?
Mm-hmm.
How you want to teach me something about being a business owner and you ain't got none and you ain't even registered with nail on or nothing? So I say to my people, learn to inspect what you expect. Learn to inspect what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes so much more sense to me. You know, so these coaches and these mentors and I got to see it. You just can't tell me nothing. I got a criminal justice degree. I got that kind of background. I'm going to search it, research it, look it up, find out. I'm going to do all of that. I'm just going to do it. I just don't believe that all that is necessary. Get yourself educated up first. And you will find, you know what? I done paid somebody $50,000 to do this, and I could have did it for $100. That's crazy. But on the other side of that is, people are finding a need and they're feeling it.
Yes, there's a business. It's business.
But I want us, especially us, African-American women, to be more resourceful, to be more educated about the things that we can do for ourselves. Once we do it for ourselves, yeah, the world is out there, but think about the benefit it would be for our
family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also
it works. Our parents retired. Our parents died.
Yeah. That's all they got. That's all you got. That's it.
I want a little bit more than that.
Oh, a lot more. Absolutely a lot more. Educate yourselves up. That's what she said. Educate yourself up. Inspect what you expect. Like, she's dropping some gems, y'all. Those are so powerful because a lot of us don't. And we follow these people. I know here in where I'm at, I don't know if you've heard about the young lady that is being sued and everybody's got because she had a credit repair business and sold everybody on credit repair and people were paying. I'm thinking, why would you pay thousands, like you said, to do something? Pay it off. Just settle. You know, there's so many options out there for you. You don't have to pay people to do that.
Right.
So that is so key. So listen, I am so grateful for your time here today. Is there anything you want to leave the people with? Anything you want to say to the people that you haven't already said that has been so amazing, but anything else you want to close us out with to let them know more about you, whatever you want. It's your time.
Wow. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to April. You know, Dr. Murdoch, it's always a pleasure to be in your space. That's why I can't let you go. I can't let you go. You got me for life.
Girl, yeah. I'm back at you. I watch you. I love it.
And so to everyone, I want you to know that you're already equipped. If God is giving you an idea, he's giving you the means to do it. You're not here for nothing. You're passing through this space of time for a reason. I want you to believe in yourself. Get the mentorship that you may need. Learn to network. Networking is a powerful tool. Networking will get you places where wishing won't. Okay. Mm-hmm. Open yourself up to become a student. I like to say I'm a master student. because master students become master teachers. Mm-hmm. So I am always willing to learn. If you need any information, any guidance, any coaching that's going to be beneficial to you, you can always visit my site at www.pameladcox.com. I am on Facebook, Dr. Pamela Harvey Cox. I would love to connect with each and every one of you who view this podcast. Thank you, April, again, girl, and I can't wait to see you.
Oh, yes. I'm going to see you next weekend. It's going to be exciting. I'm so excited to see you. And I'm so glad that we were still able to keep in touch and see one another. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for dropping these gems for the ladies that listen to this podcast, because I believe this is rich information. And, you know, people pay for this, y'all. People pay to get this. And you all are getting this absolutely at no cost to you. So I pray that you take everything she said, get the books, look at your environment. Assess who was in it. Determine if you got baggage or luggage. Do that self-evaluation and make sure that you hang out up. You network up. You educate yourself up, because this woman has done it and I'm glad to know her. So thank you so much, Dr. Cox, for coming on the podcast. And I look forward to seeing you next week here in Jayville.
All right, sweetheart.
All right, talk soon.
All right.